This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The full title of the new movie Precious is actually Precious, based on the novel Push by Sapphire. In a moment, we'll hear from the book's author. The movie, which is out today, is one of the season's most highly anticipated and darkest releases. Here's more from our critic, Bob Mondello.
At a Harlem alternative high school, a last chance for problem students, a teacher asks an obese 16-year-old to introduce herself to the class.
My name is Clarice Precious Jones. I go by Precious. I live in Harlem. I like yellow. And I have problems at my other school, so I come here.
Something you do well?
Nothing.
Even at that, Precious understates. She's started the school year all but illiterate, bruised and abused at home, pregnant with her second child by her own father. As director Lee Daniels plunges into a harrowing home life, with a mother as likely to slam a frying pan into Precious's head as to offer a word of kindness, you marvel that there's even a spark of resilience left. Yet somehow, Precious keeps pulling herself up, even as her manipulative mother works on her social worker to drag her and her infant son back down.
They belong to me, okay? Now, there was a time Precious had everything, and I done told her that. And me and Carl, we love Precious. And you need to know that. We love Precious, and we had dreams. Precious was born around the same time Miss West's son got killed. The summertime. She was born the summertime. Remember that?
I was born in November.
November. Yeah, that's right.
Gabri Sidibe, who plays Precious, is quietly monumental in her film debut, her face so full it scarcely seems capable of registering emotion. And she's surrounded by supporting players as unlikely as they are gifted. Rocker Lenny Kravitz as a maternity nurse, drab-down pop star Mariah Carey as a bulldog of a social worker, and stand-up comic Monique, shattered and shattering as a monstrous mother so psychologically damaged she doesn't even register what she's done to her child.
You shut up and you let him abuse your daughter.
I did not want him to abuse my daughter. I did not want him to hurt her. I did not want him to do nothing to her. So those things that she told you did to her, who else was going to love me? Who was going to make me feel good?
The director isn't shy about slamming points home with sledgehammer subtlety, but he also makes the milieu and the characters in Precious feel so real that its story packs an emotional wallop as enormous and as affecting as its title character. I'm Bob Mondello.